Derry victors over Cavan here at Owen Beg in the quarter final, and joined here by Hugh McGrath. Hugh, you've just drew Donegal in the semi-final, but I suppose first of all, thoughts on tonight's performance and getting into that semi-final?
Well, look, quarter-finals are all about winning, aren't they, and getting over the line. Each game in the group is fine. It's, you know, it's, you know early on that you're through because we had a good result at the start. But knockout football is very different. We were nervous, we were jittery, and things weren't going that well offensively. Defensively, I thought we were very well set up. We dealt with Lovett very well, really good player, and James Murray had done a great job on him. So for us, look, it's about getting scores on the board and getting the win. Performance-wise, look, we'll review it, we'll have a look at it, we'll take some learnings for it, but the learnings will have to come quick. Donegal in the semi-final in Valley Buffet is not the easiest task you'll ever be greeted with. But no, we're happy to get over the line, but we've a lot of work to get ready for the semi-final.
You touched on James Murray's performance. Like, he made a brilliant interception against Monaghan. Mm-hmm. He's a good defender, but you seem to have loads of communication in there as to what was happening. So is that what you're getting at?
Look, when you've the calibre of footballer of Rory Small in one corner, Finn McIlhern in the other corner, and, you know, Danny McDermott and Paddy McGurk along with McGrogan in the half-back line, defensively you're solid, and you should be solid because you've the calibre of player that you have in there. Then you throw in Callum at the back helping out and making sure these men are on their toes. That's good, and that's positive for us, because I thought against Monaghan we were very open. I thought against Tyrone we left ourselves open at times, and again against Down we let them have some chances, both in the early part of the game and the latter part of the game. For us, it was about getting that tightened up, and I thought we did that quite well. Donegal will be a totally different proposition. They've some great forwards as well, but they've more than two or three men that need tagged. They've four or five men, and that makes the task that much more difficult. They also have men that are coming from deep. They're moving from back to front's very good, and it's at pace. So it doesn't matter how well you're set up defensively. If you don't finish the attack and you don't make the ball go dead, then you're going to put yourself under pressure for most of the night.
On tonight's performance, I think you get five in a row to sort of build you that half-time platform. And then Oisin's goal, 42 minutes, I think, probably gives you that cushion. The missed chances after, is that maybe where the frustration comes in?
I think it probably is, yeah. Look, in games you want to see out, once you get the goal, your first instinct is make sure you don't concede at the other end, because you're at your most vulnerable. But from there, you should be able to kick on. And we did kick on. Mm-hmm. The issue was that we didn't finish the move. If we go to Bally Buffet next Wednesday night and then don't finish those moves, we're in real trouble. But that's part of learning at this age group. We'll sit down, we'll go through the video work, we'll address it, we'll go out on the training field, we'll try and address it again. And we hope that this group, who've gelled really well, they're a great group. We hope they have another day after next Wednesday.
And with the big game on Saturday, it was always going to be in there. Of course it
was. Look, Saturday's game can't come quick enough. We're all excited about it. I'm sure everyone in Donegal is excited about it. But we'll just be excited about the Wednesday one as well. We watched Donegal up close and personal in Letterkenny last week. They'll not be easy turned over, especially not in their own backyard. So, look, it's an exciting day on Saturday, exciting one on Wednesday, and that's what you live for. That's why you play the sport, and that's why you're involved.